No brakes.
No brakes.
No fear.
No fear.
The official British Speedway podcast.
The official podcast of British Speedway is back for 2024 with a new episode out every single week with exclusive interviews and reaction to the big matches of the week. And in this week's episode, we catch up with Kelvin Tatum ahead of his first appearance on Eurosport and Discovery Plus in April. He's been running the rule over the teams, and he thinks that Oxford could spring a few surprises.
Matt Sayers had a disappointing season in 23, looking to rebuild himself, and I actually had a conversation with Chris Lewis on more than one occasion last year where we actually, over a beer after a Grand Prix, were saying, can't understand what's going on with him. Maybe a return to the UK could be a good thing for him, just to sort of liven him up a bit, because there's no doubt that when he won league titles here before, particularly when he was riding for the Pirates, I mean, he was outstanding. He carried the team at times. So if the Oxford Spars can have that Matt Sayanowski, then I tell you what, they are going to be in for a treat, because he's a top class rider. So I'm excited to see him and see how well he goes. Harris, of course, you know exactly what you're getting with Chris Harris. He'll be top draw, giving it everything. Rowan Tungate, what a winter he's had. Aussie champion for the second time. If he can keep that confidence and roll it over into the 24 season, he could be. I've still got a slight question mark over his consistency. He can be a little bit hit and miss, but if he can just find the key to riding his home track, then he could have a good season. Nikolai Klint, a good rider, you know, a very professional rider, and I'd like to think he'll go good. And Louis Kerr, Charles Wright leaving Bellevue. Now, that's quite a big change for him. Obviously, he had several seasons at Bellevue and getting lots of success there, winning the championship, of course. But how he'll go at Oxford, he'll have to get his trapping hand on. That's quite a departure for him. I'd be interested to see how he adapts to it. And Ashton Bougen, I'm not that familiar about him. I haven't seen him too much, Ian, but I know that people are raving about him.
It's a big weekend for Oxford's Charles Wright. It's his testimonial meeting at Redcar on Sunday. If you can't make it in person, it will be live on BSN. He's put together a great lineup, including the world number two.
Second in the world this year, Freddie Lindgren. I'm quite happy to get Freddie at my testimonial, and it'll be great for him to be part of my big day. Probably with it being championship, he's probably never ridden there, and obviously, that's good for the red car fans and championship clubs, you know, where they'll never see a rider like that round there. So it's good to have him there. And like I say again, it just hope the weather plays a good part of the situation on the day.
Workington host their biggest ever meeting at their new venue this Saturday, the Ben Fun Bonanza, featuring Dan Bewley and Freddie Lindgren. Here's Ben Fun chairman Paul Aykroyd.
We're blessed this year with a tremendous lineup. The riders have been absolutely brilliant. Every single one has volunteered, and we've got a waiting list of two or three good riders in case anybody does drop out at the last minute. And we're blessed really because the local favourite, Dan Bewley, everybody in the Workington area in Cumbria, they want to see Dan race, and he's going to be there, along with world number two, Freddie Lindgren. So it's a terrific launch pad for Workington to move forward.
Monday at the National Speedway Stadium, it's the Peter Craven Memorial Meeting featuring Robert Lambert, Dan Bewley, Jason Doyle, Matt Sayanowski, Freddie Lindgren and more. And the first ever female participant in Selina Liebman.
Yeah, it's great. Really, really big names. And of course, I really look forward to the race. You know, Manchester is my favorite track, so I feel really confident with it. So I just try to get some points and try to race against them and try to challenge them a bit. So I think it's the best race I will ever race. So of course, Paro Beats is a big meeting every year, and I've been there since a few years, but the Peter Craven is another big step.
British Speedway's official podcast, No Brakes, No Fear. Subscribe now.
No Brakes, No Fear. The official British Speedway podcast.